Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Hello and welcome back to Race Chaser, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning, and then jumping around indiscriminately as we please. My name is Alaska. What is yours?
I'm indiscriminately yours, Willem.
B-show rain pace today.
B-show, book it.
This is a very exciting time to be race chasing.
Oh my
We're
God.
Getting down to the nitty-gritty on Drag Race UK.
The nitty-gritty.
Tina.
For sure. Last, no Tina, but Davina.
Div-Tina.
Yeah. Davina and Viv were hashing it out in the workroom last week. And who went home?
Blue Heart. All I've ever seen is a red wig and a silver dress.
I'm getting out my...
Five octaves!
Do you have any silver dresses for Race Chaser UK and Ireland?
And a red wig?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Maybe I'll shop around in the... Piper Lime accessory wall upstairs.
I for sure have some options. Red wig, silver hair. Easy.
That's bullshit, Vivienne. That's bullshit.
And it's her promo look. It's
But she did that as a deep troll. You know she did that.
Oh, because you did promo looks after, I
yes.
bet, right?
So she was like, okay, well, you're going to read me for wearing a red wig and a silver
so she
dress,
did it.
So I'm going to turn around and do it in my promo look and look sick thing.
She so, did.
That is a salute. Hello, yes.
And all Vivian saw was,
I just saw a messy man.
Whose water would you have bought last week? Do you remember? I would have bought Davina's
the water.
Davina's water.
I would have bought Baga's water. I like fish.
That too.
Fish juice.
Well, the Vivian actually won. With her
she
water.
She did,
thing.
With her yeah. Scouser.
Scouser from...
Illusion.
It was a Scouser illusion.
Go ahead.
And this... Okay, so then we see this lipstick message on the mirror. Not just a look queen. Blue came, blue slayed, blue conquered for Northern Ireland. Love you all, blue hydrangea.
I mean, she didn't conquer. She lost. She did a great job, though.
She must be very pride.
Yes, for sure. Cheryl comes outright and says that Baga should have lip sync instead of Blue. What are your thoughts on that?
Like, she comes that direction. She fully... That's
like
why
just a
I
casual chat. By the way, you should have been
yeah.
in the bottom.
And I love Cheryl because she's done this on other episodes, I think, too, where she's like, well, I don't think that's how it should have gone. Which is fierce.
Yeah.
She stirs it up a little bit.
I mean, I like that UK queens will just tell you exactly what's to your face, you know? Like
exactly.
Red wig, yeah. Silver hair, silver dress.
Yeah.
Bottom two.
Yeah, fully.
But Baga totally pulls the backtrack card and says like, oh, I knew it. I just didn't know two of the lines. But before, it looked like she was shitting
Girl.
Bricks. And the way she looked so relieved to not be doing that song, you know? Because we all knew that Cheryl was going to win the lip sync with Cheryl Hole there. We knew there was no doubt.
When you call my name. I don't know. That's all.
That the song? Well, it's Cheryl's signature song, too.
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Yeah. She's like, oh yeah, but like I knew it.
I mean,
maybe she's bluffing.
Her name is Bag of Chips, not Bag of Sausage.
Her name is Bag of Chips. It's not Bag of. How do you feel when you call my name? So,
the fact that Bagga went on the runway in that mishmash of an outfit because her zipper didn't break. I'm so happy that like she just showed it. She's like warts and all. Like my outfit's not even zipped.
Well, that's the thing, and we'll get into this later, but Bag of Chips has never presented herself as anything. She's never been like, I'm the most polished,
demure,
nice,
yeah,
well-behaved person. She's like, I'm a fucking slag.
She's a drag queen's drag queen.
I'm a fucking bitch. I'm a drag queen. I swear. I'm a mess. Like, that's her. That's how she has told it the whole time. So, like, you can't be surprised that she's like, hey, look at this. The fucking thing doesn't even zip.
I saw this beauty thing on YouTube of Bagga before she got her new face. And I didn't even recognize her. And I just remember thinking, oh, detox. But, like, you know, because the same thing. They're both real fun. They're drag queens, yeah. Drag queens.
Yeah.
Very that, you know?
Yeah.
Bagga's Bagga a good is time.
So much fun.
Sit next to her at Porn Idol is the best because you can't understand anything she says, but it's obviously funny.
She works that room. And there, you could, how many people fit in that room at GAY? I mean, like a lot of thousands.
Yeah.
Or a thousand or something.
Millions of children, at least.
But a lot of people, and she works that room every single Porn Idol.
From both ends, she works that room.
Oh, gee.
We love you, Bagga.
She's fabulous.
So Bagga's got 3 wins. Vivian's got 3 wins. Davina's got 2 wins. And I'm sorry if I ever said she didn't have any. And Cheryl has 0.
Well, no. We accidentally forgot about one of Davina's wins on a previous episode. And the listeners are outraged. And
Cheryl forgot 2 win, though. And the viewers... And the viewers
God
were outraged.
Bless her. She owns
she tried.
It. She's done a great job, yeah. But she just hasn't like hit it into, you know.
Yeah, totally.
She hasn't got any of those repeater badges, but mark my words, I will have a repeater badge. I don't know how and I don't know when, but it will happen.
Now, Jinx is tossed into the Twitter sphere that if there is a UK versus American drag race that she would love to be on it, would you also like to be on it?
There's whispers in the wind already. I mean, this is how it works. The fans are just, we're already speculating that it's going to happen. We mm-hmm. think it should happen. I think it should happen. I think it'd be great.
I think it would be good too. Would you do it?
Would I do it? In what capacity?
As a contestant.
But I won All-Stars already.
But Jinx won her season, and she wants to do it.
Sometimes they bring back winners. Bibi Zahara. Like, sometimes they bring back divas who have already won. I would, if
would
RuPaul
you?
Called me and asked me to come on TV, I would do it. And it doesn't matter what the venue,
does RuPaul
what the TV
have to
show,
call?
Whoever.
If Ruby Red calls,
if fucking the counselor from fucking Brady Bunch calls, I don't care. I will for sure be there. So if there's ever a chance to go back into the Thunderdome, I'm the first in line.
Nice. The video message read, your DNA test just came back. Turns out you're 50% plastic and 100% drag queen. One question, where'd you get all that ass?
And the mini challenge, it's a good old-fashioned bitch fest because everybody loves puppets.
Yeah. What's that one? Never mind. I was trying to think of a fisting porn.
Aren't you in it?
I don't talk about my earlier
work. Narrow it down. Which
end
were you
taking it? That's when he said when his fist was in there. Push out. Narrow it down.
Tighten up.
Shut up.
See how tight I am.
The puppet thing is so funny. I love that they make fun of, they get everything that the judges have said and just hone in on it and make it funnier. Davina's chalky ass makeup, Cheryl just throwing herself on the ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very roasty. This is a really fun challenge to get to do, and I'd love when they do it. because the girls have all hung out with each other by this point. Mm-hmm. They know each other really well. And they're like, hey, Diva, let's go in.
Yeah. And I mean, Bagga's so funny that she just says stuff that Vivian's actually said. And it's just funny because the way Bagga's saying it.
Bagga's just fucking Bagga's hilarious. Bagga's
Bagga. Yeah.
Cheryl gets Bagga, of course. She makes her look a mess. She says, I don't need to know the lip sync song. And here, I'm going to walk down the runway.
Hit it. Divino's Cheryl puppet does a strong S's accent.
Yes.
There's a lot of S's in that. And I couldn't say S's until I was in second grade. And my sister's name was Samantha. I was fucked. I had to go to speech.
Oh, did I write it wrong?
No, S's is just a hard word for me. There's a lot of
S's. Anyway, accent.
She basically says, Cheryl's doing bad in the competition, and then slams her body down for a death drop. Which, you know, if you can't be good, be quick. That's what
that's
I tell.
Timeless advice, and that is a Willem wisdom.
Thank you so much. I tell the trade that and girls at brunch.
If you can't be good, be quick.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Damn.
You know, I got. Don't waste my time. Don't waste my money. Don't lie to me.
Oh, my God. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. Viv gets the Divina puppet. The styling is a little bit shady. And the eyes are so funny.
Cracked.
These crazy, just like buggy eyes. And then she just douses her head in powder.
Well,
looking,
I mean,
like one of these girls at Palm Springs Pride.
They started early. Ooh. All of them looking like they eating powdered donuts. Their nostrils looking like powdered donuts. Pride is a long day. Pace yourself, girls. So
pace yourself, divas. Another will of wisdom. We are. It's an embarrassment of riches.
Oh, well, of will of wisdom.
At Forever Dog Studios in downtown.
We're gonna take
Burbank,
a break,
California. Okay. Yes, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks. As icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from Mother's Kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home-cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Everybody loves Papiettes. Do you know where that saying comes
is
from?
Is it Amy Sedaris?
It's Tammy Faye Baker, which RuPaul was the narrator of the documentary about her.
Uh-huh.
And she's trying to pitch, like, new TV shows to, like, a network, and they're, like, not
having it,
not feeling it at all. And she's like, we can do puppets. Everybody loves puppets. I can go to the tattoo shops. I can see what the kids are doing these days.
Wow. So, Sharon.
I just like cameras. It's someone to talk to.
So, Sharon and me. Okay. I get it. I love Tammy Faye.
She's very lovable and really sweet. And
built thousands out of millions, right?
Come on.
But her hair was
millions
fierce.
Out of thousands, let's be fair. But it wasn't like, it wasn't her fault.
Yeah, not at all. Now, this maxi challenge, it was her fault because these people have their family coming, and for anyone to give them their mother's name,
oh my goodness, was,
you know, I would have picked a female cousin on any side rather than someone who was probably less agile than someone else's family member, you know, like a sister or niece.
Yeah.
Your mom's in good shape. She was a great choice. But like,
yeah,
some of these moms, you know, if you can't pussy drop, well, I mean, she could pussy drop. She just was worried about getting it back up. She's worrying about getting the pussy back up to the stepped up already level that it was at. But the moms are here for the makeovers, and so are the sisters. And
the moms and the sisters.
Baga's mom's Josie is there.
Yes.
Davina's sister, Karis. The Vivian's mom, Cassie. And mm-hmm. Cheryl's sister, Gina.
Yes.
Who was basically in drag already.
Girl.
Painted.
Yeah.
I mean, if she was coming to the meet and greet, I would be worried about her getting makeup on me, not the other way around.
Right, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I saw one of her tape-ins, but it's fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I love tape-ins.
Me too. They're so pretty. So luxurious.
I think they're so pretty. Like, to see them in the scalp, so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the girl, I mean, this is always really emotional. I remember when my mom showed up. I mean, we were all just a mess. Like, we were all just crying and just, like, we couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a walkthrough from RuPaul.
And Ru makes physical contact with Vivian's mother. There's a handshake.
Oh, that's nice.
Physical contact for the season. Noted.
That's nice. Yeah. Okay.
That personal touch.
Yes.
Davina's sister is pregnant too. I think this is the first time we've had pregnancy on the show, right? Other than those pregnant dogs.
Pregnant Makeover is such a season four callback.
Yeah, what I said, pregnant dogs.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. They're nice girls.
Real nice girls. I love the relationship between Davina and her sister.
Her sister is gorgeous and
so pretty.
They were kind of right. It's a shame that Davina is going to do her makeup on her sister because Davina's sister did not need all that. But it worked for the family resemblance. And, you know, I thought the dresses were hideous. It looked like if...
We'll get to that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I think their relationship is so funny because they have a lot of siblings in their family.
And they're 5 and 7. So
right. And they're just sort of like, I fucking hate you. And the first thing she says to Davina is, I hate you, Jumpa. Because she's wearing that rainbow, like sweater. I hate you, Jumpa.
She's like, you went on TV.
We all hate it, love.
Baga and her mom don't see each other a lot, Baga says.
They've never met. This is their first, it's very Maury Povich. This is the first time they're meeting.
You are the mother.
The test determined that was a lie.
98 conclusively. Mama Chip says that Baga used to say, I'm a woman when she was 5. Did your mom?
She's never stopped.
Did your mom know that you were gay?
Yes, everybody knew. Yeah, I mean, it's not really hard to. There's something about Jamie. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about Jamie. Everybody's talking about Jamie.
Bianca's going back into the show. I heard
like, Jamie December 9th. Can't wear a dress to the prom.
Is that what it's about,
Jamie? Yeah. Yes, that's what the show's about. Oh. I watched a little bit online. It looked really fucking fun. Fierce.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well,
they've never met. So it's very like I think we'll get into their relationship a little bit.
I mean, it doesn't the writing is on the wall, I think, with this whole walk around because Baga says she's never done anybody's makeup other than her own. And that's probably not a good thing to put out there. And I think Bag is going to be at the bottom.
Okay.
Based on the walk around alone.
Right. Who knows? Only time will tell.
Only time. Fickle mistress.
Only time. Cheryl and her sister are identical twins.
Totally.
And luckily, Cheryl's sister showed up in drag. So it was.
She's
it
just already sort of, there.
It sort of saves time. But that's that Essex look.
Yeah.
Is super painted.
A layer.
The permanent eyelashes.
Uh-huh.
What are the eyelash extensions?
Eyelash extensions.
Are like just a must.
Oh, always.
The hair extensions. Like, this is like the look.
Mm-hmm. If you're an Essex girl, your hair is probably past your ears, but before your shoulders, and then extensions to your waist.
T.
Which, a love. Total love.
Now, did you shave your minge?
No, not yet. Oh, yeah.
That's what Viv asks, the Vivian asks
James,
her mother.
James. It's so funny. I wonder if Viv's mother have ever seen her show. Because she's very supportive of her, but like, do you think she's gone to the gigs?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
It doesn't seem like Baga's mom has been to the gigs a lot.
Right. Yeah, I don't get that feeling.
She says we don't see each other a lot, so.
Right. Like, there's something going on there.
Yeah. I wonder if the show will exploit that. Hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have any sisters?
Did
you ever consider giving them your sister's name instead of your mother's name? Did you ever actually think about that? Like, if I make it this far, who would I want to make over? Because you knew at that point why they were asking for names.
I don't think that we submitted names in that way.
Really?
I mean, maybe as an emergency contact, but that I think they literally just like go on Facebook and they're like, hey, what's good, mom?
Oh,
I don't, because it would be such an obvious, like Davina, for instance, has, you know, 7 siblings.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're like. If you had to bring someone in for makeover, who would you bring in? I think they literally just go on Facebook and they're like, hi.
See, for my season, they asked us for like names and phone numbers for our closest relatives, our partners, because they wanted it for like surprises from home.
For like untucked and
like
stuff.
Like that kind of stuff. Yeah. So I figured that that's what they would have done on my season, but I don't
know. Maybe they do.
I don't know. But the sisters have way more energy for their runway walks and choreo.
And the moms are just sitting over there like.
The moms are like, when can we get a cuppa?
I love this cuppa.
Yeah.
Cuppa.
I'm speaking the language.
I call it a cuppa. Cup of sugar, cup of flour, and a cup of fruit cocktail.
Dump cake.
You put it on the stove until it's warm and bubbly.
Oh my God. The same.
What size shoe do I wear? Well, I wear a size six, but it ain't feel so good. I just buy a 10.
Well, Cheryl should have gotten a 10 because she needs a size bigger for her sister because they had everything worked out, bodysuits, blah, 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 down the runway matching, and then an invisible zipper breaks. You saw that zipper. That was an invisible zipper. That was not like a good Marco zipper, like big and thick.
Never trust an invisible zipper.
Never.
Just don't do it. It's the drag queen's worst enemy.
I had one once, and you know who ruined it?
Raya?
Sharon Needles.
Oh.
I said, can you give me a zip?
I want to see the receipts.
It was in the Pittsburgh Kativo dressing room. She said, yeah, come here. Ran that zipper right off up the top of my neck. I was like, Sharon!
This is how Sharon gets out of not being... how she gets out of being asked to do things.
Breaking things.
Well, because she does it wrong the first time and then you never ask her again. So it's a very good... That's a will and wisdom.
Valid.
Yeah. Just ruining garments.
Yeah, 100%.
Left and right. But I think if it was the outfit, though, and it was just the zipper that broke, you could have sewn her into it on the day.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't sew her into that, especially if they were matching better than the other ones that they had.
Yeah.
But whatever.
But I think it was blue, so it wouldn't have even matched, right? It was a blue outfit?
I figured they both had blue or something, and that's why. But maybe a blue and a red? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not them.
I'm not them. Do not compare yourself to them.
You will never be on my level.
Do you even know Gianni?
Baga and Viv talking about their moms and drag and confidence and stuff. I totally relate to that because I look at my drag as like a superhero cape too. And like my ability to do good is enhanced when I'm up in drag because I reach more people that way. People like looking at me that way. I have more fun that way. It's like a creative outlet. And I think it's like my truest self, you know?
For sure.
I love that they got this. Honestly, this is a great season of Drag Race. It might be a little short, but it's packing it in.
It really is.
It's got message. Every girl is funny and like endearing. You don't hate anybody. Like there's no Silky. There's no Eureka.
Oh my God.
You know, where like you start, I'm saying the general public, like where you start out liking them. And then by the end of the season, you're like, what the fuck? Like, and it's sometimes the edit's fault, sometimes the person's fault. Like, I've worked with Silky. I've had a great time. She's a great entertainer.
Yeah.
I've worked with Eureka. Same thing. But, like, based off of that show, I know how I felt watching it after. And I was like, oof, there's been no girl. There's been no sacrificial lamb this year.
No filler queens.
They haven't had to force any drama with that shit or, like, you know, well, she said this about that. Like, it's just, it feels like a fair talent show almost this time.
Fierce which is, and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really great, and I especially love all the from Rue on the main stage.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama... Okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought
this pullover, like this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag,
drag
for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day return.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
RuPaul has. RuPaul is good.
RuPaul has. No, sorry.
Hair, body, face.
Oh my gosh, this is a. This
very beautiful.
This La Croix poof. She Ooh. Has a hot pink eyelid with a navy blue underlining. I zoomed in and her makeup is amazing. The hair is amazing. Shout out to beautiful. Curtis. And the little La Croix poof cocktail dress is very gorge.
The whole thing is really great.
She looks like really Rue Barbie doll. Like yes. the she could be a doll version if they were to make another Jason Wu doll.
Yeah.
But wait, no, this would be a Zaldi doll, not a Jason Wu doll.
Yeah, she looks amazing. I love the garment. Joining us on the panel this week are Michelle Visage, Alan Carr, and Michaela Cole.
Michaela Cole is a comedian. She's really funny.
So funny. And really stunning. And the runway category, of course, is drag family realness.
Let's start off with Cheryl Hole and Sissy Hole. They ended up in Fringe and Rhinestone.
Sissy Hole.
And she's sissy in that hole down the runway. There's a little choreo. And, you know, Cheryl and Sissy both have it. Like, Sissy's even doing, like, the little extra grace notes, like the foot kick, the pop. And they're... There's a strong family resemblance. You could tell that they worked on it. It's great.
I was like, wait.
I had to squint at the top. I was like, which was which? Because same face, same makeup.
Beautiful. They have a great chemistry. They're obviously having a really fun time.
What do you think about the Vivian and the mother?
I mean, Vivian brings it. She really does. She has a very strong point of view. She has great, like, execution with drag.
Mm-hmm.
I think... If you're going to do black, it's kind of a risk for the garments because it tends to fade into the background. It doesn't stand out in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
But with the white hair, I think it was very successful.
Yeah, and the amount of jewels and everything.
Yes.
And RuPaul says, opulence, you earn everything. Davina and Delisha DeCampo wear these matching white dresses that have random stone patches in the breast and crotch area and red wigs, fully matching and fully pregnant. I just feel like these are like homecoming dresses if Lilo from The Fifth Element were to go to homecoming.
Okay.
You know, like sheer and weird.
I would want to go to that homecoming.
Super fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am happy for them. They had a great presentation. I'm glad I don't have to wear that.
And Davina patted herself to be pregnant in
yeah, that
solidarity
was so cute.
With her sister, which is very sweet and very lovely.
I love that.
And then we have Bag of Chips and Sack of Spots.
The wigs are suspect. Them hats is boo-boo.
Well, this is Baga looks great. She looks like Baga.
But her mom's wigs looks like she was trying to do Morticia or something. It looks like a Halloween witch wig, her mother's wig. It is not an okay wig to put on your mother. Even if you don't like her.
No. And And Baga kept saying, oh, it's very hard to like dress a woman of a certain age. But like, there are things you can do to make a woman of a certain age look and feel amazing. Yeah. One of them is not black hair. Typically, I've heard like the beauty rule that as you get older, like each decade, your hair should get like a shade lighter because it sort of just softens everything. And so to put her in a black bone straight, like it did not do any service. Also, the makeup was osh, very osh.
Yeah, I think she should have taken a cue from the Vivian and maybe done like a face tape, because it's not like she had to cover her eyebrows. Baga's mom had like two like cat scratchings for eyebrows.
She gave her those golden arches, Diva.
What the hell?
It's so strange because next to each other, they don't even look like the same family.
It's like she started with the eyebrows and said, all right, well, that's where I put them, so we got to do the rest. I don't know. It just feels very...
And like, giving your mom the pants? Come on.
Yeah, I
give her a fancy fucking, I don't know, give her a fantasy. I understand that Baga was trying to do a character and she was trying to assign Kris Jenner and Kim Kardashian. And I can see how that would be funny, but it would have to be executed impeccably.
Yeah.
There was no padding for the ridiculous, you know, over the top shape
of Kim.
And to assign a woman of a certain age a role that is way younger than her is also a disservice, because there's nothing that makes you look older than like dressing up as someone who's younger than you.
Mutton dressed as lamb. The judges' critiques are pretty much the same as what we think about it. Cheryl and Sissy get great feedback on the runway and the look. Michelle does make it clear, though, that fringy dance costumes and bodysuits are not runway material for the main stage. But, I mean...
It's all Shez has. It's all she brought.
If it works, it works. It's all she brought. I mean, Vanjie did it. Made top five.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And they let her know, and they also don't match. And it's sort of like at this... if you are going on Drag Race,
bring two matching outfits. Make one adjustable.
Bring four.
Oh, yeah.
Bring a big one and a small one. Because it's going to happen. It happens every time. It's happened every season. It's like Snatch Game.
You're right.
So, and I didn't do this on my season because I didn't.
Well, they had trash bags. You were fine, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're good.
I didn't even do it on All Stars.
Did you even do drag?
I've tried it. Oh. I've dabbled.
I mean, dibble a little. Davina dibbles too with Delisha, and they get high praise. Michelle says she couldn't tell who was who.
Michaela.
Oh, sorry. I thought he just spelled Michelle wrong.
But it's...
So I assumed.
Throw an A's my bad. Anywhere I want.
It's true, though. I couldn't tell them apart either. It was very, like, watching the split screen, it was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They looked really great, and they looked like they were having a really great time.
Baga and Sakka get some rough feedback. Alan says Sakka looks like it's Halloween makeup and not drag makeup.
Work.
I love when people yell out the window, it's not Halloween. Did you ever get that?
People yell that at you?
Oh my God. People used to yell at me all the time that it wasn't Halloween. Constantly.
Rude.
Rude, but right. It wasn't. Correct. I was like, it's not. Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah. When she says, if I only had a younger girl and my mom is blind, a certain age.
Okay.
The one that made me go, oh, her tum. Not her tum, covering her tum.
Well,
like she's got a feed sack. What the hell?
All right. Well, understandably, this didn't really go well for Ms. Bag of Chips at all.
At first we started out real cool.
Right. This was not a good moment. But before you go online and you say some bullshit to her, or at her or about her on Twitter or on whatever, please remember that we literally are seeing a cut together compilation of about 1 minute of footage.
And his mom didn't cry, because you know if her mom was crying, they would have used that. And that didn't happen. So her mom and her have a relationship that is fine. And I'm sure that they're cool.
I hope they are.
And the mom made a really funny joke at the end, like a button, a one word funny thing. I forget what it was, but I remember going like, she's fine. She's making a joke. And you know what? Baga's right, too.
She said, are you less shy now? And she held up the sex tape and she was like,
that's
funny. Like, that's, you know, it's one of those things where I think that I know that if a tear was shed, they would have zoomed in on it. You know,
I mean, she did cry when they were sitting in the workroom.
Well, that's fine, but that's not the runway.
But
that could have been for other things in the workroom.
I think it was because she knew that Baga was going to be in the bottom.
And she felt like
it was
her fault.
I'm not making excuses. I love Baga Chips. That's no surprise. Mm. I think she's a really like fun, awesome person. All I'm saying is there's more to this story that like we didn't see and we don't know. We don't know what their relationship is about.
But that's what we're here for, rumor and conjecture.
Exactly. Wild, sweeping generalizations.
Yes.
And talking
broad
about
strokes.
Student loan forgiveness as experts.
Well, the bottom two are Cheryl Hole and Bag of Chips. And I love that they get to do an Amy Winehouse song, Tears Dry on Their Own, which it's kind of like a mid-tempo. You got to tell a story. It's not like a dance, dance, dance revolution. And I think that we should take a break and then figure out what we're going to say about it.
Okay.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Dun, 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 dun. The winner is Davina DeCampo, which puts three of the divas with three repeater badges.
Well, three, three, three. Ho, ho, ho. Three in a row.
Uh-huh. Mm. And as you said before, Baga and Cheryl fall into the bottom and they lip sync to a song by Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse loved the Dolls, too. She was good friends with Jody Harsh.
Oh.
Shout out to Jody.
Yes. We love Amy Winehouse. And, I mean, Baga dressed up like Amy Winehouse during an earlier challenge.
Oh, yeah. She did evoke that kind of imagery, for sure.
So I think that was a blessing in the air for Ms. Baga Chips. It was very a her type of song.
It was.
Very like raw and visceral and emotional, whereas Cheryl was doing more of the like showgirl like gesturization.
Yeah, Cheryl was pointer sister in a little bit, you know, using her arms and her extremities as she does, which it wasn't bad at all.
Not and, bad at all. I mean, just different styles.
She did win that one mini challenge too.
Yeah, I mean, she did walk away empty-handed.
Yeah.
She won the Maypole, did she?
She won something. Yeah. She knew how to sit down good. Because wasn't that the sit down one where you sit down on the chair?
No, that was in season two.
Oh, I'm used to sitting on poles. Three. Sorry, in general.
It's so funny because she calls it out as she gets asked to sashay away, which means you leave the show and you no longer compete.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yes, that's what it means. She says, I have the worst track record to ever make it to the top four. And she goes to the back and she's like, you have repeater badges. I don't have fucking shit. Bye. Peace out.
See you in Essex.
Just leaves and just that. Is jolly and happy and nice. I love that about the UK drag race. Nobody's in tears. Like, no one's life is ruined. You know, like, this is, it's, they just had a great time. It was a great opportunity.
I wonder how it was after her sister comes in and says, I didn't win a repeater badge. And she's like, but I got this, holding a little statue. I bet Cheryl doesn't know that they're going to take that statue away in about 5 seconds when the camera goes off. They're like, no, this isn't yours. Put it down.
You would have to pry it from my cold, dead hand. I think I might buy one of those. I think really? They sell them. Tweeter hat.
Yeah, do whatever you got to do.
Okay.
Our top three is the Vivian, Davina DeCampo, or Bag of Chips.
Wow. Yes. Excellent final three.
I'm pretty happy with this final three. I can't wait to see next week's episode. I don't know who to pick because I'm friends with them all.
Did you see that coming? Did you see this final three coming?
Yes. 100%.
From the promos?
Not from the promos.
You have choice words about Bag of Chips' promos.
Oh, yeah. It's bad. Well, it is. I do like her. I think she's talented. But if
you
someone
didn't
tried
like
to make
her promo look.
No. And I don't think she liked herself enough if that's what she chose to wear.
Oh my god.
But I am team Bag of Chips because she
really?
She makes me laugh.
For the win?
Every time she opens her mouth, she makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. And I love anybody that could do that. And Davina and the Vivian are endlessly entertaining too and beautiful, but they probably got enough people on their team, so I'm going to go with Baga. What about you?
Okay, well, I am, and it's controversial to throw our hat in the ring for somebody at this point in the game, but all around, I'm going to say I'm team Davina DeCampo. I know Davina, I've worked with her, and I think overall, insofar as talent and look and heart, I think that
5 octaves.
Yeah, 5 octaves. I think that it would be really satisfying to see her have that crown. I really do. And the Vivian is fucking amazing too. She's drag excellence mm-hmm. through and through.
Yeah.
So this is a great final three. And I can't wait to see how this turns out.
Well, you can find out next week on Race Chaser, which we'll do on a Wednesday, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we promise to continue you.
We're going to be in the UK and Ireland, like, when this happens. Are we, like...
So this comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then...
Are we going to be in Glasgow?
Thursday. And on Glasgow, it'll be the day after someone is crowned. We'll have a winner.
Are we flying on the day that...
No, we land at noon.
On Thursday?
Correct.
So, do we have a show that night?
No, Friday.
So can we go to a bar and watch it?
Yeah.
Ah! We're going to find out who wins in Glasgow.
That'll be so fun.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, if you're in the UK or Ireland, this weekend our live show starts. Visit holytea.net or draggedup.net. November 22nd, Glasgow. November 25th, London, which is almost sold out. November 26th, Manchester. And November 27th in Dublin. I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And you can rate our podcast and comment about how pleasing to the ear it is. And subscribe to make sure you never miss an episode. How many episodes do we have? 7011 at least.
Well, we've been every week since July 18th of 2000.
So 50-80?
Yeah, something like that. And then doubled up.
What did you? Oh, the wig?
2 a week.
Oh, yeah.
Put on another wig, Effie.
Oh, that looks different, Dina.
You're in full drag right now.
So are you.
Well, yes, I am.
You look amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, are these lace front eyebrows?
Yeah.
Doing that Brooklyn thing?
I'm doing the Vivian thing. You know, I take off my day wear ones and I just put them 2 inches higher. So they're in the middle of my forehead.
Oh, very sack of spuds.
Very sack of spuds impact.
The sack of spuds.
Tell me there's a sack of spuds.
I like your nails today.
All eight of them?
I love a good white nail. Oh, and you have a little stars and stripes accent nail.
Yeah, it came with it. I'm not too proud to be an American right now, but whatever. I really like red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could also be French.
Exactly.
Truth. Je suis Charlie.
So it seems we're at a crossroads because...
Huh.
Because...
What?
As one season of Drag Race ends,
another must begin.
Well, it becomes the question of where do we go from here? So please sound
this isn't
off.
Where we intended to be.
Let us. Well, we don't.
We had it all.
We do not get the airing schedule of all the drag races. I don't think anyone. It's very like nebulous, and you never know when they're going
to
come out.
Do you want me to go knock? I'll knock. I don't care.
I don't know. Maybe we could like. I don't know. We probably should. But
I'll bake a bundt loaf.
Right. We didn't know how long the season was going to be, so. We're about to finish Drag Race UK. Mm-hmm. We're about to crown a winner. So does that mean we go back to Race Chaser
Classic?
I don't know. Why don't you send us your DMs, your comments? You can tweet at us.
As opposed to what? What else would we do?
Can you do the classic sound live here in studio?
Oh, really? A singing challenge?
Wait, what?
I would have warmed up. Classic. Doom, 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 doom. That was not in key. It was a key.
It was fine. Yeah.
You sounded
sound like you were doing a key. Scratch your throat.
Davina's makeup. I thought Davina's makeup looked fine.
I think the eyebrows are too thin, and it gives it a level of harshness and ages that her sister looked older in drag than out of drag.
The color is fine. On this runway, the color was fine.
Sure. She used red contour.
The lady is not for contouring.
Davina's forehead makeup was red in the contour with that wig, though.
Because she was giving herself a rooted hairline to go with the hair.
I get it. Yeah. She doesn't have much of a forehead to contour either. She's got petite little bird features.
She does.
Yeah. She's very delicate. I've worked with her. I think the only option is to go do Classique because, like, unless we were to do Thailand.
Let us know.
So many things we could do. Let us know, guys. We're here for you, and thank you for listening because wigs are expensive. This is how we make money.
What season would we be on if we were to do
season classique? 3 finale or reunion, maybe?
Did we finish season 3?
I technically we have a promised episode of a best of season 3 Untucked.
Oh, okay.
Which includes Sugar Daddy Fight.
I never had a Sugar Daddy.
Oh, right.
Everything I earned, everything I have, I earned. I built myself from the ground up.
God damn. Because I am what?
Hey, if you want to rate our podcast and tell us about how much you love it, we'd love that. And you could subscribe to make sure you never miss an episode.
Yes, we also have bonus video content out there, and this is really fun to watch. You can go to patreon.com/Willem, and you can sign up to be a patron and support us and get behind that paywall and watch our exclusive video content. Just search using the hashtag RaceChaser, and you can watch the videos a la carte.
I see you peeking behind the paywall. Hey, on Instagram, you can follow us at Willem, at TheOnlyAlaska5000, and our RaceChaser podcast is at RaceChaserPod. And don't forget to use the hashtag Race Chaser when you post, because then we'll find you.
That's right. We love to hear from you, so keep sending us those DMs. Email us at racechaserpod@gmail.com, and we will be back next week to crown a winner.
Straight down the runway.
Race Chaser. Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever
Dog. Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.